What I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
We are so winning. It's unbelievable. The latest news, which, of course, the local media wouldn't share with you, is that they've found smoking gun evidence that the feds, the Biden administration, was working with this useless idiot prosecutor in Atlanta, Fannie Willis or something like that. She and her boyfriend were concocting something to go after Trump. And it just turns out that she has been compromised. A Tom Fitton Judicial Watch announced this on Twitter, and I want to share this with you because the local media certainly hasn't told you anything about this, but I will.
Well, Fannie Willis just confessed to having records of her communications with the January 6th Pelosi operation, the Get Trump operation. She only confessed to this yesterday thanks to a Judicial Watch lawsuit. Of course, when we first sued and began asking for these records, they told us they had no records. Well, it turns out that wasn't true. In fact, the only reason we got the confession yesterday was because a court last week found her in default. She didn't bother to answer the lawsuit under law as she was supposed to. But rather than turn the records over, as the court, I think, strongly suggested, she's using a loophole of exemptions and privileges to hide the records from the American people. Now, we're going to push back hard in court. Our heavy lifting will continue. But in the meantime, this really does confirm, A, she was in collusion with the Pelosi operation to get Trump. B, she has no respect for the rule of law. C, she has no respect for your right to know.
We are so winning. We are so winning.
Yes!
Absolutely wonderful. By the way, with the weather being so utterly miserable, so cold, so bitterly cold, and power bills going up, this just a question of time until there's going to be another power outage at your house. That's right, I'm talking to you. Do you have a generator? You need a generator because the whole power grid seems to be collapsing. And I mean, it seems that way anyway. And I got to tell you, this is what I did. I went to Herb Electric. I've used Herb for different electrical stuff. Steve Crow's terrific. He's a great electrician. Nick is great. And of course, Rich Spielvogel is fantastic. So I called Rich and I said, okay, Rich, want to buy a generator? Big one for our house so that whenever we lose power, next power outage, and boy, do we have power outages, Jesus, that this thing is going to kick in and it's going to go and we'll my family will be protected. We'll be secure. We're going to stay warm. We're going to have lights. We're going to keep, you know, preserve all the food in the refrigerator so it doesn't spoil it. On and on and on and on. Rich came through. Herb Electric came through. These are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. Full disclosure, I bought a large Generac generator. I had it installed by Herb because they, I forgot to mention this. This is actually a wonderful thing. So I'm getting my propane. We have an all-electric house, which I don't like, by the way. I'd rather have natural gas, but we don't have that option. So it's an all-electric house. And so I needed propane to power the generator when it kicks in. And we already had a propane tank there for the fireplace. Very nice fireplace, by the way. But it wasn't enough. So we needed another tank to come up with the right amount of gallons for the generator. All right, fine. So I got a company, wonderful company, that I think still advertises with us, but I'm not sure. Anyway, it's a wonderful company. So the Herb Electric people came out first and looked over everything. Rich was wonderful. He's a terrific guy. He really is. And he said, all right, you put it here and do this, this, that, and the other. Okay, fine. So the Herb Electric people come out. They bring out the generator. Great crew, three guys, Nick and a couple other guys. They were all wonderful. They set everything up. And then I have to get the propane guys out to do their thing so that everything is going to work. Fine. So the Herb Electric guys set everything up. There's my Generac generator. It's a thing of beauty. Oh, it's a little dirty right now because I haven't cleaned it, come to think of it. But normally it's a thing of beauty. The propane guys come out with the second tank to put up against the side of the house there so we have enough propane. And this is the God's honest truth. They take one look at my Generac generator. And they say, did Herb Electric set that up? And I thought to myself, this is either really, really good news or really, really bad news. So I was noncommittal. I said, why do you ask? They said, because it looks so good that everything is done right. And I breathed a deep sigh of relief. Herb Electric was so good that the propane guys took one look at it and said, but it had to be set up by Herb Electric. And it was. That's how good Herb Electric is. So call Rich, because look, the weather's miserable and it's going to stay miserable, and you know there's going to be another power outage because that's the way we live around here. Protect your family, keep them warm, keep them safe, keep them secure. You call Rich at Herb Electric, you tell him Dimitri sent me, I want the best Generac generator you can possibly give me. And they'll take very good care of you. And the installation is going to be, the propane guys took one look at it and said, oh, Herb did that. Wow. I mean, just wow. All right, so there's that. So we did the Fannie Willis thing. Okay, fine. And hold on a sec. What the hell am I doing here? Oh, here it is. There, I screwed that up. All right, next. Our favorite troll here, Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is the WVU Flu. He goes by the WVU Flu because he is Sean Fluharty, and apparently he has some connection to WVU. I guess they admitted him, and he got a degree or something. I don't know. But he goes by, I'm the WVU Flu. Okay, that's Sean Fluharty, a delegate, one of the few Democrats left in West Virginia. He is one of the guys who was fighting to preserve the ability of hospitals and other butchers to do transgender surgery on kids and to allow dudes in a girl's locker rooms. There's this one bill. Long story short, we had him in here. I ripped him a new one, and he never forgave me for that because I exposed him for what he was. All right, fine. So David Delk, big deal lawyer, big deal law firm, good guy, great father, post this thing a couple days ago on Facebook about, long story short, how the TV stations have pretty much ruined, I don't know if it's just one or both TV stations, ruined the viewing experience Sunday night. 9 had a football game on, and 7 had the Golden Globes with Nikki Glaser. That's the only reason I would tune in. By the way, she was disappointing. She wasn't as brutal as she was with Netflix and had been also on Comedy Central. I was actually disappointed. She was pulling her punches. Not good. Anyway, long story short. So 7 and 9, both dying TV platforms, have just junked up the screen with all of this snow stuff and all the schools closing for tomorrow and this, that, and the other, and then different signs here and there. And they both looked just miserable. And David Delk responded to that. I had a post to that effect. And I very innocently commented that, well, there's a reason for, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, there's a reason for that, that the two TV stations are dying, as are most TV stations across the country, losing viewers, because typically, who gives a rat's ass about them anymore? You can get so much more information, news, weather, sports from 101 different other sources on the internet that the TV stations are actually dying. And I said, well, the reason for that, the way they junked up their own programming, it was almost unwatchable for both stations, 7 and 9, was because they were whoring themselves out, trying to get as much money as they could from different advertisers. And I don't blame the advertisers. I mean, if I were an advertiser, I'd do the same thing. What the hell? But they were just selling their souls, I guess is a better way of saying it, and compromising whatever programming they have left. And I said, it's actually a business decision that they're making money off of this. All right, fine. I mean, no big deal. It's like, duh, of course. So this delegate from West Virginia, this Sean Fluharty, one of the few remaining Democrats in who goes to Charleston, he's actually from Ohio County here, responds to my post in a very snotty, a keyboard warrior is what he is. He's a keyboard warrior. He's in his basement. He's got a little keyboard. And I'm going to be a tough guy. I'm going to, you know, that sort of thing. I'm one of those guys. And he said essentially, well, the snowbird, I mean, what are you talking about? This is not, nothing to do with revenue for a station and sales and all that. And I said, oh, of course it does. I mean, any moron knows that. I mean, how clueless. So he then starts attacking me after I point out how dumb he was. And it was like, okay, all right, fine. You threw down the gauntlet. And by the way, I have no idea what a gauntlet is, but I know if you throw it down, it's serious. So I said, fine. Come on the show. Let's talk about it. Tough guy. I didn't add the tough guy, but I was thinking tough guy. And nothing. And you can see this for yourself. If David Delk still has that whole thread with his post, you can see all of it there. And I kept asking Fluharty, the WVU Flu, well, you coming on? You coming on? When, you know, how come I haven't heard from you? Whatever. You know, what? Respond, something. It was just pretty much crickets is what it was. Typical keyboard warrior. Talks tough, and then you stand up to him, and then, of course, he shrivels. Finally, he responds. I shamed him into a response. Here's his response, this troll, the WVU Flu, Sean Fluharty, delegate, Sean Fluharty. Dimitri Vassilaris, I've already roasted you on your show in your own studio. Waste of time. I made a New Year's resolution to go on shows with real journalism, so doesn't look like you'll make the cut. I'll stick with Stephen Novotny and Howard Monroe. Cheers. I don't know about you, but if I'm Steve Novotny, I'm pretty pissed off right now. Sean Fluharty is lumping me in with Howard Monroe. Jeez. The angriest person in all of this should be Steve Novotny. That's what it should be. Me and Howard Monroe, what? But this is your basic keyboard warrior. You know, when you challenge him, when you stand up to him, he caves. Oh, no, no, I want to go on, you know, friendly venue. You're just so pathetic. God, so pathetic. Meanwhile, we have high utility bills in West Virginia and Ohio, and he's the delegate there in West Virginia, not doing anything about those ridiculously high electric bills, certainly did nothing regarding the Department of Transportation Division of Highways snow removal yesterday, which that's is what we really needed. So what he did yesterday, which my sources tell me was also his birthday, was to stay on Facebook and to troll Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How pathetic is this? How pathetic is this? My sources tell me that he's also a lawyer who's no longer with a big deal law firm, a big prestigious law firm, and now he's working in the gambling industry. He supposedly has some sort of connection with some sort of sports betting thing or whatever, and, you know, sports betting thing and, you know, acting like a troll and a keyboard warrior. They seem to be made for each other. So the WVU Flu. God.